A court-appointed officer has sued five national party committees, both Democratic and Republican, to recover campaign contributions made by indicted financier R. Allen Stanford. At stake, $1.6 million. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The high-flying money man was brought down by the Securities and Exchange Commission a year ago. The SEC froze Stanford's assets, and it got a court-appointed receiver to go after other money Stanford had thrown around. The SEC's chief of enforcement, Robert Kuzami, explained last June why they wanted the money returned.
Stanford's investors were simply looking for safe investments and low-risk opportunities. And with Stanford, they thought they had found such an opportunity.
Instead, the receiver says Stanford used their investments for, among other things, campaign contributions. The lawsuit was filed late Friday in federal court in Dallas. Kevin Sadler, a lawyer for the receiver, says the defrauded investors are in desperate straits.
And quite frankly, the urgency that we have and the investors have, I'm not seeing that it's shared by those who are in a position to return the money.
It's $1.9 million in all, and Sadler has asked for it twice. A round of letters last March produced $88,000. He says another batch of letters this month was generally ignored.
And so one of the ways to instill a sense of urgency upon someone is to make them come to court and explain why they have not acted to return the money.
The lawsuit targets the party committees because Stanford gave them the biggest checks. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee pulled in $950,500. Also on the hook, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee for $200,000, and all three Republican organizations, the National Committee, the Senatorial Committee, and the Congressional Committee, for a total of $450,000. Four out of the five party committees in the suit didn't respond to our queries today. The National Republican Congressional Committee said that since it received Stanford contributions, it's spent that money and it's gotten new leadership. Democratic Congressman Charlie Rangel isn't involved in this lawsuit, but his office makes a similar argument. When Stanford's empire fell a year ago, Rangel took his Stanford contributions and gave an equivalent amount to charities. So the arguments go like this. The money's gone. We gave it to charity. The guys who took it aren't here anymore. Sadler's legal analysis?
It might rise to the level of interesting, but it's not legally relevant.
Jason Gold is head of the bankruptcy practice at the Washington law firm Wiley Ryan. He says he doesn't recall ever seeing a receiver file suit to recover campaign contributions. But does that mean the party committees should relax?
No, it's a very ripe target.
And it's ripe because the suit isn't about campaign finance law. It's about the law on fraudulent transfers. And that law says the defense has to show that the transfer actually bought something, an act that gets you indicted in the world of politics. Gold explains.
Here, it's really going to be very difficult to defend the case because, after all, a contribution is supposed to be a gift. There's not supposed to be a quid pro quo. In fact, if there is a quid pro quo, it could be seen as a bribe or some other sort of inappropriate attempt to influence policy or action.
And that's why, if this case proceeds, the campaign committees could find themselves in a box. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.